This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The math that sets up this next story is pretty straightforward. You take what most American workers have in savings. You subtract from that what they're going to need in retirement. And what you get, according to a report out today, is a big old gap. Tracy Samuelson has more.
Don Eastman knows he needs to save for retirement, but he's been out of work for 5 years. And so instead of putting money into his retirement accounts, he's pulling it out. Food, gas, two loans against his house.
Dental care is a big issue. I need a new crown.
Yeah, so I guess if it came to be retirement time and you didn't have enough in savings, what would you do?
I would probably go to live with my sister. She has kids and they all enjoy having me around.
And he would just try and work longer.
Retirement is down a really long list of things that people are trying to worry about.
Nevin Adams with the Employee Benefit Research Institute co-authored today's report. It found more than half of respondents have less than $25,000 in savings, not counting their houses and pensions. So, like Don, people can lean on family, they can work more, but the biggest chunk of their retirement pie will be Social Security. Olivia Mitchell is the executive director at the Pension Research Council. She says for people in the bottom third of the income scale,
Social Security is going to replace a very large chunk of their pre-retirement earnings, thereby relieving them, potentially, of the need to save a whole lot more.
For middle-income households, Social Security is a smaller percentage of what they're used to living on. So for those approaching retirement who haven't saved enough, Mitchell has this cheery mantra.
Work longer, save more, and expect less.
In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.